Today is March 20th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Cosmopolis Council meets. The Cosmopolis City Council heard the first and second readings of an ordinance granting Stedman, Weston, and W.R. Smith a 10-year franchise to operate bus and motor freight on First Street from the westerly city limits to a turnaround point at First and E Streets tonight. The ordinance will be passed on its final reading at the next council meeting. Plans for a sewer district. In the Bissler edition, submitted by City Engineers Norman E. Green, were rejected in order to draw up new plans to include property south of 5th Street in the same district. The desire for additional improvements in the Bissler edition was expressed by property owners in a petition for the improvement of Burn Street from Franklin to Bismarck Streets by building an 18-foot gravel roadway and 5-foot cement sidewalks. The city will advertise for bids on a 1-ton truck to be used jointly by the fire department and the street department. The fire department was granted the right to dispose of the old City Tiger, a man-powered fire pump that was the pride of Cosmopolis 20 years ago. According to the old-timers of the city, the pump was last used at the historic Aberdeen Fire. Manned by 12 men, substantiated by generous allowances of beer, the old pump faithfully poured 2 streams of water into the fire the entire time it burned. The Tiger was towed in from the fire on a scow by the old tug Alert. In other news, Cosmopolis must have a ball team. Mike Rajic, Cosmopolis pool room operator, tonight proposed a plan to support and retain the city baseball team in the Southwest Timber League by selling season tickets at a minimum price of $5 to fans and citizens and an increased price of $100 or over for businessmen who will be willing to grant such support. Cosmopolis cannot afford to lose its greatest advertising medium for lack of support, Mr. Rajic declared, and the fans are reluctant to part with the summer ball season. Merchants should be able to employ players for the season to ensure they're staying here. Mr. Rajic believes that practically all the businessmen, including Neil Cooney, who has always supported former teams, will favor and support the plan. He proposes to broach the attempt to the businessmen as soon as possible. In the city and county news, the largest liquor haul made by Hoquiam police in months was secured shortly before noon yesterday when patrolmen A.T. Sharpley and Sherman Sherrell, with Constable Hastings, seized 5 full gallons of liquor and arrested Mrs. Arlene Desmond at her home at 609 I Street. The liquor and a number of empty jars was found beneath a couch in the main room of the apartment. Mrs. Desmond was released on $150 cash bail, her trial being set for this afternoon. A.W. Smith, tried in Montesano Tuesday for driving a car while drunk, was found guilty and is to be sentenced today, according to word received by Hoquiam police yesterday. A building permit for foundations and repairs to cost $400 at his residence at 2506 Cherry Avenue was issued to G. Fredrickson by the city clerk yesterday. Erection of a shed to cost $500 at the plan of the American Door and Manufacturing Company at Kuhn Avenue and Laurel Street was authorized in a building permit issued by the city clerk yesterday. Theft of a 1922 model Chevrolet touring car from Wenatchee Crossing about 4 miles west of Montesano was reported to police yesterday by Lee Osborne, owner of the machine. Charging that a driver for the Grace Harbor Fuel Company had driven back and forth over her newly prepared lawn in order to turn around and laughed at her protests that it was cutting the yard up badly, a woman living at 2616 Cherry Avenue reported the matter to police yesterday and said she would get out a warrant for the driver's arrest. And finally, Arthur Oberg was arrested by patrolman A.T. Sharpley yesterday for violating the traffic regulations on the 8th Street Bridge and deposited $5 bail at police headquarters. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 20, 1924. With our winter closure now nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Pulse and for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at pulsemuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at pulsemuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.